I'm visiting here with Brian McGahey. And Brian, we're going to talk about Ag Haven, but first tell me a little bit about yourself and then kind of how you got involved in this new project.
Well, Chuck, we presently run our family operation in South Central Oklahoma. We run a cow calf, we run some yearlings, we have some horses, run a family operation up here, and we're all, you know, constantly looking for new ways of communicating what we produce and everything that we do up here on our ranch. And myself, I have been in the equipment business for 27 years. I've owned an equipment dealership. We've had 120 employees and just constantly looking for, you know, ways to keep up with the machinery, move our livestock, sell and convey what we're doing to people that are outside of our community. And I have met Shrek Segor, who is the partner and founder of Ag Haven, in 2006. At that time, he was developing a search engine by the name of Visvo. And out of this search engine, evolved our social platform, which is what you see today. It enables us to really set up shop, so to speak, to come in here and tell, you know, what we produce, what kind of livestock we raise, what kind of crops we raise, et cetera, and really communicate to the world. And so we all feel like, you know, the agribusiness is such a vital, important part of life as a whole. I mean, presently feeding 7 billion people and projected 9 billion 2050. So we basically sat down and collaborated over the weekend, believe it or not, and come up with you know, this idea that we wanted to create an ag-specific social network. In doing this, we knew that we had the market experience and we had the IT expertise covered. We really wanted to find a partner that was a trusted name in the business, and really the one that came to my mind right off the bat was the High Plains Journal, being, you know, in our area and being a trusted source of agricultural information. So we approached the High Plains Journal team, and they thought it was a great idea. All of this took place, you know, somewhere around May, early 2009, and the rest is moving forward. We incorporated the business Ag Haven, which is a ag-specific search engine, social networking marketplace that's coming to you online, launching at the Commodity Classic.
You know, it sounds like a lot of time and effort and thought has been put into this new online location. And I guess maybe for a second, since you're in the ag industry yourself, you might take the perspective from there, from the farmer side. You know, when you farmers are online, they're searching. I think there's plenty of evidence and research that's shown that. One of the things that I see looking at this Ag Haven idea is to have more relevant results when you're searching for information for agribusiness purposes. Can you just maybe talk about how important that is and how this new Ag Haven, at least the search engine part, is going to show us those kinds of results?
Sure. Ag Haven is, you know, I can't get into the exact details from a technology standpoint. That would be more appropriately directed at Shrek. But from an algorithm standpoint and everything else. But what I can tell you is that I have expressed our frustration of getting online, and there's various means out there presently to do your searches, and finding a search that, you know, I want to know that if it's you know, a purebred, I can go right to that particular breed and find exactly what I'm looking for. Or if it's a specialty crop, for example, that I'm interested in researching, I want to be able to type that in and get those relevant specific results. And, you know, up and to the point that Ag Haven was developed, we were unable to do this. You would spend hours and hours doing your research online, typically late in the evening, you know, when you're in your home and on the computer. So that's really, what's enabled us and what's really pushed us to go this direction. Also, keeping up with the markets, you know, getting our news. We're typically getting our news from a variety of different sources, our neighbors, the local co-ops, different sources. And as we're just understaffed and all looking for a better way, a more efficient and effective way of getting our information. That's really what Ag Haven is formed around. Mm-hmm. It enables us to collect this data in one area. We're getting our news compiled in one area. We're getting our market information, our weather, of course, how important that is, and being able to basically set up shop with our farmer ranch and let the world know what we're doing, what we're producing, rather than just a few. Let the world know.
So how would, because there is a real social media element to this, how would this kind of compare to, a lot of where farmers are at this point, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, obviously not ag-specific communities, although there are, I guess you would call it internal ones there.
Sure, there are pages that you can set up on those on those media types, through on Facebook. Most people are realizing that they can go in and establish their own page. What we're doing is allowing them to establish themselves, realizing the benefits of the social media. Basically, Ag Haven will allow you to do everything that you can do on those Facebook, MySpace pages, post your pictures and your photos and communicate, with your, friends and your associates. And one of the unique features that we have within Ag Haven is the ability to control your community or your network of people, stakeholders that you talk to. And you can separate them with, family, associates, and friends. And, sometimes you like to trust everybody, but, if they're not in your family circle or, your friend circle, they need to be in an associate circle. And presently, there's no way to differentiate that, on this online sources, and Ag Haven will enable us to do that. So, but Ag Haven will allow you to set up shop, post your pictures, upload photos and videos, of your animals, of your livestock, of your crops, anything that you're producing, and really create it's going to revolutionize how we're perceiving the market.
So we've talked about the kinds of information that the, especially the farmer participant is going to find there. How about from the agribusiness side? I assume that, this is kind of open to everybody who's in the ag sector, but what if I'm a business and would I be looking at this as a place where I can establish my presence from a business standpoint, maybe advertise, for example?
Most definitely, Ag Haven will have, an advertising engine that will be specifically guided around agricultural items. So agribusiness as a whole should flourish in that realm. It has a beautiful analytics portion as well. So it can tell you not only what is being said within Ag Haven, but also the other social sites that are out there, your Facebook, just whatever sites you'd like to monitor. So really nice to go in there and be able to, monitor the comments that's being said about your company, making it easy to understand, what is the perception in the marketplace of what you're doing and the products that you're selling.
Well, I know we're going to be at Commodity Classic here just within a short while after doing this interview. So when we get to Tampa and Commodity Classic, this is going to be really a launching platform for announcing the new site publicly, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, we're really excited about Commodity Classic being there and launching our company. We've been in, we've been operating in beta which is the initial launch platform, for about 6 months now, having a test team navigate. So we're really excited about exposing this out to the public, getting feedback, and improving it as we go.
What else, or is there anything else that at this point we might want to say about Ag Haven and what it's going to offer to all of those involved in agribusiness?
Just being a single source point for all your news, your weather, information about the markets itself, and enabling you to set up shop. One of the true benefits that I really see within Ag Haven is, it's such a time robber for me to keep up with the new vendors in business that are coming in with new products. And, you only have a certain amount of time in the day, and by the time you get your work done really on the ranch, you're wanting to keep yourself abreast of what's happening and new and inventive products that are coming out. And, Ag Haven will allow you to do that really easily. It should give us some good news feeds, as well as the new product introductions that are coming to the marketplace, and allowing me to stay in touch with more efficient manners of conducting business here on our place. And, being able to collaborate with other producers, that's a key element, as well as the associations that are out there. In a nice, clean, easy, trusted site, and enabling people to navigate through there without the fear of being spammed or anything else. That's something that's important to you. To me, allowing companies to keep their information current. One of the things that drives me crazy is that you go and find this information and find that it's not accurate or it's not current. And it's almost disappointing. Well, Ag Haven will allow companies to constantly keep their information current. They don't have to depend on somebody else to do it. They themselves can get in there and keep that information current and accurate. Mm-hmm. So getting that information, relevant information, quickly is going to be a vital part of Ag Haven. And growing your agricultural connections.
When it comes to the social side, that's what it's all about.
That's exactly right. Sharing. That's exactly right.
Well, I want to thank you very much. That's Brian McGahey. He is one of the, how do you describe yourself when it comes to Ag Haven? One of the people that's helped get this thing off the ground. I know that.
That's exactly right. I'm listed as a director, but... we have, of course, our family is operating a farm and ranch here in Oklahoma, and they've leaned on us from, just more of an inspirational side of how we're conducting our business, how we're running our business here at the ranch, and what the people that we're connected with would like to see and how they like to move. And from my standpoint, I will be, assisting the sales effort, explaining how Ag Haven works and, driving business. One of the founders here at Ag Haven, and really excited to meet everybody at Commodity Classic.
All right. Well, it's I'm sure it's going to be a good one. And for those of us coming from the Midwest, it'll be a welcome relief, I hope, in weather. Let's put it that way.
So. Exactly.
All right. Well,
looking forward to it.
Thank you, Brian. And we've been speaking about Ag Haven making its big public launch at Commodity Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.